Battle of the decade. Floating hospitals, hovercraft, and drone lasers. Trump force ready to land in Iran. And what regime has in store for them? That's coming up. The final countdown to Cuckoo Land. And any of us that agree with the Pentagon, this is insane. We are the traitors. But coming up, Congressman Burchett says he's been given briefings on alien activity on the planet that would horrify any American. They should all be released. We're talking to the expert on this and so much more. Daniel List coming up next segment. So you don't want to miss this information coming up. You want to share the live feeds from Expert Alex Jones and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show as well. This is so important. But Kushner, who owns the 666 Fifth Avenue and all the rest of it, and his dad, a known Israeli operative, is the main guy behind so much of this, even bigger than Mark Levin. Kushner doesn't talk a lot, but Mark Levin's the spokesperson, but the guy writing the scripts, Netanyahu, but his big buddy is Trump's son-in-law that is also on the Saudi payroll, as we've pointed out. And you got Saudi Arabia and Israel heavily tied at the hip doing all this. And they believe in a greater Middle East, this great deal they're going to have, and talking to all this peace and stuff. They take out Iran, except the military assessments were 92% Pentagon that regime change wouldn't happen. They closed the strait. It would create a disaster and chain reaction. Didn't mean the Pentagon loved the mullahs. Doesn't mean I do. It means it wouldn't work. But up above that, the globalists like it because it'll kill the recovery, put us into debt, the Great Reset can launch again. That's why Larry Fink is so happy. So here's a breakdown, an excellent breakdown. It's all accurate on Jared Kushner. Here it is.
What people call conflicts of interest, Steve and I call experience and trusted relationships.
In 1 month, the U.S. dropped more than 5,000 bombs on Iran and billed the American taxpayer over $30 billion to do it. And one name keeps coming up as responsible, Jared Kushner. But to understand how, you need to know about two key relationships. The first goes back to when Kushner was a teenager. Buried in a 2017 New York Times article is a detail that's stayed under the radar. When Benjamin Netanyahu used to stay in the United States, he would stay at the Kushner family home in New Jersey. Most diplomats meet foreign leaders at negotiating tables. Jared Kushner met Benjamin Netanyahu when Netanyahu was sleeping in his bed, forcing Jared to sleep in the basement. The second relationship is with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS. And to understand that one, you need to know what happened the moment Kushner left Trump's first White House. He started a private equity firm called Affinity Partners to capitalize on his Middle East connections, despite having no experience in asset management whatsoever. So he went to the Saudi State Public Investment Fund and asked for money. And so the Saudi government Kushner had spent 4 years protecting wired him $2 billion. Kushner took that $2 billion in Saudi money to become the largest shareholder in Phoenix Holdings, Israel's biggest insurance company. Israel and Saudi Arabia used to be historic rivals, and yet Kushner, leveraging those Netanyahu and MBS relationships, said he wanted to open a, quote, investment corridor between Saudi Arabia and Israel. He is the corridor. Saudi money flowing through Kushner into the Israeli economy is the financial infrastructure of a new Middle East, recentered around Gulf-Israeli ties. And every dollar that flows through it builds a region that doesn't want Iran at the table. Netanyahu actually said it out loud.
Saudi Arabia will have a lot to gain. I think all these countries around Iran are threatened by Iran. And I think peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia would be really possible. And probably very close once this thing happens.
And then came the Iran negotiations this past February. Diplomats from Britain and Oman said a deal was close and that war could be avoided. But Kushner told Trump there was no chance of a deal and that Iran was about to attack the United States. The Pentagon briefed congressional staff the exact opposite, that Iran had no plans to strike the U.S. The Guardian reported that a diplomat with direct knowledge of the talks said Kushner was regarded as an Israeli asset, trying to drag the U.S. into war. An Israeli asset who had Netanyahu sleeping in his childhood bedroom. Kushner's ideology was there long before the money was. What the money did was align financial interests perfectly with ideology.